with me. So I think we just need one more board member.
Do you need me to text Jim?
Yeah, text him, will you?
Yeah.
We're only 1 minute over, but. Oh, he's here now.
There we go.
There we go.
I think Wade was planning on joining too. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I let Wade know yesterday afternoon though, because of the nature of this meeting and be so quick and kind of on us on the financing that he shouldn't rearrange his schedule to be here, that he's
Okay.
welcome to be there, but and he
Okay.
just back and said thanks. So, I think that means if he can make it, he'll be here. But again, not a
Okay.
big deal.
Okay. So I think we're ready to go then, right?
Yep.
Okay, this is Mike Ostermiller. I'm calling this Ascent. Let's say it's May 8th, 2024. The time's 11:03 a.m. I'm calling this board meeting of Ascent Academies of Utah to order. Let's do a quick roll call of all other board members that are here. I'll also point out this is a virtual meeting today. So let's do a quick roll call of board members.
Jim Horton here.
Tyler Schwanevelt here.
Thank you. And then just anybody else who's on the call.
Brad Taylor, and then Brandon Fairbanks is sitting next to me.
And Hannah Dorius.
All right, thanks everybody. We've just got a couple items here on our agenda. Number one is we all entertain a motion to approve the April 22nd, 2024 minutes.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Thanks. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any against? Okay, that motion passes. And then the next item on the agenda is voting and under voting and discussion items is purchase agreement for Saratoga Springs.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I apologize that we had to pull you guys into another meeting. So this is just the agreement for basically the first half of the campus, number one, right? As we looked at it, the terms and the purchase price are laid out in the lease that was signed a couple of years ago. But again, it's just an option. So it needs to just formalize that option. And all of that was arranged and really negotiated on the front end. I could send you the calculation. The lease was based on 9% of cost, and the purchase price is 120% of that. And so, when we added up the real number is actually $15,059,759.87. So you're getting a $59.87 discount on this price. But really,
Hey, damn right we are, Brad. Damn right we are.
we'll immediately put that into the PTIF and start earning boatloads of interest. But yeah, so it's really, it's not even necessarily that it's needed to be negotiated. It just really needs to formalize that price. That option that's in that original lease as an agreement, and then obviously to authorize Mike to sign that. And Mike, this doesn't need a wet signature, so if you're good with it, Hannah can just drop your electronic signature on it.
Yeah, Hannah, that would be great. As soon as we, assuming it passes the vote, that'd be great.
Okay.
And then I'll also say I'm pretty positive, and I've just the last week of my life has been so crazy. Usually I know this off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure that I got an email from Joel, our attorney, specifically on this purchase agreement that he's reviewed it, gone through it.
Yes,
Am I remembering that right, Brad?
thanks for pointing that out. Joel and then Zanna, his associate attorney there at Curtin & McConkie,
Yeah.
they have reviewed that. They made a couple of slight changes, to a couple words. And even as of yesterday, you probably saw it, if it was on that email, they just wanted to make sure that there wasn't anything they had to do with the construction contract, make any sort of addendum to the other one. And yesterday afternoon, they got back with Gabe and copied me on that as well and said, we're good to go. No other addendums are needed. So yes, thanks for pointing that out. Your attorneys have reviewed this and have bought off on this.
Thanks. And I read through it early this morning. I was half asleep, but I did read through it. This looks exactly like the other ones we've done. It looked, like you said, all of these material terms were in the lease agreement anyway. So those all just moved over the agreement, the form and structure, and all the rest of the verbiage is very similar to the other ones that we've done. So, and I read through it, didn't see any concerns. So I'll just point that out for whatever that's worth.
Perfect.
Okay, so with that, I'm going to just open it up to questions from the board. Jim or Tyler, do you guys have any questions or concerns about the purchase agreement or anything you want to talk about before we have a motion?
You had me at $59 savings. Sold. I think we're good.
Yep, we drive a hard bargain.
Yeah, that's great news.
Okay. All right, Tyler, are you good? Anything you want to ask about or talk about?
Yeah, I'm good. Nothing for me.
Okay, then that being the case, then all anything else, Brad, that we need to say? Okay, so nope. That being the case, I'll entertain a motion then to approve the purchase agreement for Saratoga Springs campus and then to authorize my signature on that agreement.
Correct.
So moved.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Thanks. Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none. All in favor? Aye.
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 Yeah, I heard three, and there's three of us, so I'll rule that motion passes unanimously. So thanks, everybody, for that. And Jim, you may have heard that our bonding meeting with the state went, I think, really, really well as it possibly could have gone. So we're onward and upward. This project. This is a big deal.
Great. Great news.
Okay. All right. That's all we've got on our agenda. Is there anything else from Hannah or Brad or Wade? Do you guys have anything else while we're together?
No, just as an update, you know, we're still shooting for a May 22nd close. You know, there's always a chance things get pushed back. We're just, everything's kind of in flux as we get the appraisals and the surveys back, phase one. So, you know, they kind of have to, whenever it gets finalized, the documents have to sit for about a week. So hope would be for a week from today for all the documents to kind of be ready and have their final review. And so, yeah, we'll just keep you, especially Mike, updated on when signatures would be needed. And as you know, the resolution allows any board member to sign. So if it were to get pushed back and you were to be out of town or that, you know, Tyler could sign or Jim or anyone else. So we just keep moving on it, and we appreciate you guys taking the time for, you know, something small but necessary like this. So thank you.
We get it. And then, all right, Hannah, if you want to just drop my signature in, that would be great. And then let me know if you need anything from me.
Okay.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion to adjourn.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
That motion passes. We'll stand adjourned at 11:08 a.m. So thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
All right.